Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Glad to be back in the land of the living. Well, not that I was not in
amongst the living, but I'm back on the main line. I left briefly last week for a sad occasion, but nonetheless, I'll get into that a little later. But I'm back, and I'll be here for the full 3 hours, so you can lead us in prayer.
Okay. Good morning, radio audience. Father God, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. For this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day to worship you in spirit and in truth. As we come before your throne this morning, we ask you to clear our hearts and minds from any obstructions to hearing your voice this morning and throughout the day. In Jesus' name, we pray that our hearts and minds will be encouraged, edified, and comforted by inspirational music, your exaltations, and prayer. We thank you now for your blessings today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And Leanne, I want to say a pleasant good morning to you. And we heard about some thunderstorms and a few happenings there nature-wise. Hope that everything's okay in the your neck of the woods. I want to say good morning to you.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can give us a good report. Morning.
Yeah. Yeah, pleasant good morning to you, Ivor, and to Sister Kathleen. Just want to say all is well in my neck of the woods. We did have storms which caused some power outages, but apart from that, everything is good. We are back to normal. We get quite a bit of rain, and we are grateful for that. I just want to say that, and right now the sun is shining bright, and we are glad to have a wonderful day again today. But let me just go right into the prayer list and just say, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for your providing us with a wonderful day. We pray that all that is listening and all that who are around our neighborhood are enjoying similar weather conditions, Lord. We pray especially for the ones who are suffering, struggling with ill health, namely Dr. Leroy Lashney and his daughter, Lisa. Murchis and Bobsy Nisbet, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, of course, Elkamita Willett, Boston Otto Wentworth, and Telbert Francis, Dennis Hellman, Joseph Gunshop, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and my dear niece, Jeanette Hughes, Lord. We pray for Dr. Roger Brown, Virgil Francis's son, and our dear brother, Linford McKenzie. Lord, we also pray for the ones who are struggling with ill health and have not expressed their concerns. Lord, we pray for them. Touch them, Lord. Heal them from the bottom of their feet, the top of their heads. We pray this morning this show will be continue without any interruptions whatsoever. And trust that hosts and all the participants, panelists, do justice as they usually do each and every morning. We thank you again for this wonderful day. And we are grateful, Lord, that you have made it possible that we can come to you and bring you something inspirational to cheer the hearts of many who may be depressed and downtrodden at this moment. All these we ask in your precious name. And all God people say, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you for that, Leon. And they say when prayer goes up, the blessings come down. Well, I'm going to say a special good morning to Donna B over there, one of my favorite persons in the whole wide world. Donna B, good morning. Oh, did I lose Donna? Let's see, where did she go? Donna, where did she go?
Right here.
Oh yeah,
you had me muted.
I see that. I don't know where I did that. Naughty me. Okay. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Fine.
Very good. Well, that's
how about bright and sunny boring here in New York?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. We're into the summer days, so no more shoveling snows, ducking hails,
yes,
and cold weather. Very good. Anything to report from your neck of the woods?
No, not at the moment. Just want to say good morning to Leon and good morning to Kathleen and good morning to anybody else who may be listening at this time. Good morning to Mertrice and everybody else.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Okay, well, Mertrice is going to be able to say a good morning as well. So, Mertrice, you might as well tell us what's happening in New York and give a report on Mama Bobsey before we get into the thick of things.
Good morning, Ivo.
Morning.
New York City, sunshine, shiny, shiny. After we had a little storm yesterday, we are back to sunshine today, so that's a good sign. I'm doing okay. My mom, she's on the mend, so thank God for that. She's not doing fully, but it's good, better than a couple of weeks ago. So thank God, and all is well in the neck of the woods here.
Okay, let me read this text here coming from Cardinal. He said, "Well, I'm just asking about Bobsey and not asking about Oreo. How is Oreo? What is it
about?" Oreo said that. That was nice of whoever said that. Oreo is doing fine. She's right here next to me.
Oh, hey.
And she said, "Woof, woof," to the person who said, "Ask about her." Woof, woof.
All right. Well, folks, you know, like I said, I was away. I don't know if it's AWOL, absent without leave, but I'm happy to be back at this time. There's some other folks online here. The known folks, I just bring them in. Those who are not known and didn't put their hands up, I just leave it. But I know Dennis is listening over there in California in his PJs. So sooner or later, we'll hear from him in the second half. But as usual, you know, we do our inspirational portion for the first hour, prior, whether by words or music, or just our prayers, something to inspire you. We would have started off with prayer, and that alone should inspire us. We are thankful for this morning, thankful for the sunshine, for the rising of the sun. We have sport at the top of the hour, 10 o'clock. Some people come in just for that to hear what's happening in sport, albeit it's in brief, because the heavyweight comes in tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. That's the cricket show, and they'll give you in-depth sports, especially where cricket is concerned. The only show in all of North America that brings you exclusive cricket on a Sunday. Rain or shining, the cricket show is here every Sunday. But, of course, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments Mr. Audley Watson, that's Ma Ruby's son, Ma Ruby of blessed memory, that is. So Cardinal will be able to bring that to you. He'll be audible come anytime after 10 o'clock. Of course, Cardinal will have a commentary for us. And at 10:45, Antigua comes your way. And if we don't have Dawn and Debbie, we'll have some representation for them. And, of course, we'll have the lines open just about 11 o'clock, where you can bring about anything that meets the broadcast standard, and we can really speak about that. Some music interlude along the way as well. Even though we're out of the inspirational portion, we still inspire you with some sort of music. But, of course, at the bottom of this hour, we'll have Kathleen with an exaltation as well. And, of course, we'll hear Kathleen for a third time bidding us farewell. So that's about the itinerary we have here for now. Tomorrow, being Father's Day, we're going to have a little prelude of that here. We're going to print the Father's Day. Tomorrow is the actual day in which we celebrate Father's Day, but every day should be Father's Day, just like every day is Mother's Day. So I'll be first up to say Happy Father's Day, and father doesn't mean the male counterparts. It can be the ladies who would perform the duties of fathers, be it whether they're actual mothers or the figure, they would have played the role of a father. I'm saying Happy Father's Day to them also. We know Monday has come to be known as Juneteenth, so we will probably have a little say about that somewhere along the line as well. So whatever the topic you wish to speak about, feel free. But you know, this Justin Villopi, the former New York police officer who brutalized Abner Luma in 1997, he has been granted early release from prison. He served some 24 years of a 30-year sentence. So we want to know if you think he should get out 6 years early, although, you know, the victim has forgiven him. Maybe we can have a little talk about that. So put that in the back of your minds. You know, Donald Trump is up and about, in and out of court, and all kind of stuff is happening to him. You know, the governor of Florida, he's having his runnings with Walt Disney, would have lost some ground along the way. There are many things that we can speak about, but whatever it is, we just ask that you bring it to the fore, and like I said, if it meets the broadcast standard, it will become audible, and we will have an engagement. Okay, without any further ado, if anyone else have anything to say, anything special, Leanne, sometimes you have a little something
yes,
you want to
yes,
speak
Yes, I just want to, yes, thank you for the opportunity. I just want to offer my condolences to your dear wife and, of course, your entire family, lost in loved one. We pray that those who are mourning the loss will indeed granted blessings and hope that there's a brighter future ahead. So stay strong, and my hearts and prayers go out to the entire family for that.
Yes, thank you for that, Leanne. And as soon as you said that too, here's a message coming in saying, why not say, why did you go to the British Virgin Islands? Yes, of course. British, there was a death in the family, Barbara's brother's wife, Linda Massaf, age 61. She exercised one Friday, and leaving the gym, she called her husband and said, she's not breathing properly. And she walked her way out to the vehicle and just collapsed right there, died of a heart attack.
My goodness.
The home going was filled to capacity, the church. I mean, it was not one of those humongous churches that hold from 5,000 to 10,000 people. But for what it may, was standing room only. And people was all outside. And on that day, there were 6 funerals on Tortola. And two. Yes, and two dignitaries and stuff there as well. It was good to see. Good send-off. And you know the saying, a man's popularity is known by the size of his funeral. So she was popular. She was amongst quite a number of folks in high society, you know. Her sister-in-law, that is Lorna, she's the deputy premier. So it's her brother's wife. So she was there with some of the parliamentarians. Dr. Orlando Smith, who was a former premier of the British Virgin Islands, Lorna Smith, that is his wife. So it was there, and they had quite a few following as well. So the homegoing was really, really good. She had a good send-off, and that is just for Earth. But some folks believe that she was in a good space. She was serving the Lord. She was an active member in the church as well. And what can I say? She had a lot of time because she did come down with cancer and overcame that, cancer survivor. So that brought her even closer to the Lord. So I'm not going to stay here and judge, but some folks believe that she's in a better space because she served the Lord. Well, I took that opportunity to visit Virgin Gorda as well. I had to go and see one of my very, very good friends there, police sergeant, who was my immediate boss, Mr. Thomas Winchester. He's retired now, of course. Have a little difficulty with his eyesight. Still can see, but he was such a talented musician as well. So I have to walk my way over to Virgin Gorda to give my regards. And, of course, if anyone knows about the Bitter End, one of the top-notch restaurants over there, we sail across from Virgin Gorda to the Bitter Island, to Bitter End, and we had lunch there. And in Tartal, of course, I would have seen quite a few of my folks, some ex-policemen. We gathered and had a good evening out. So I spent a little time in St. Thomas. To go through Tartal, I went to St. Thomas. I met up with family and friends there as well. We had a good 5 hours on St. Thomas on our return. So all in all, that's the report coming from me. And thanks again, Lane, for reminding me there. And then the text came in just about the same time, saying I should give a report. So that's where we are. And now I'm back and in the big seat. And let me go ahead and say thanks to Cardinal. Well, you know, he's a host of the show as well. So don't know if I should be saying thanks for him for doing his work. But he studied and filled in. I didn't get to really hear the show, but no news is good news. All is well that ends well, I would imagine. But the fact is that we're here today and we're continuing to do, I will say, the Lord's work, because for me, the inspirational portion, I always like to keep it reverent and in that vein. So without any further ado, let us play something before we get down to the bottom of the hour, where we'll hear Sister Kathleen again. This is ever popular by so many people. You'll hear what it is.
Now I'm found.
Every time I hear that version, I get goosebumps knowing that they're imitating the slaves or the song that sung, especially when it started. You know, with those lashes coming across your back and they're singing Amazing Grace. Well, we're no longer a slave. Just want to say good morning again to all the folks.
Or the world's news appears to be too insurmountable to resolve,
The Lord wants us to still let not our heart be troubled nor afraid. In John 14:27, the Lord said to his disciples and continues to echo by the Holy Spirit today, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In Psalm 37, a psalm of David states, do not fret, meaning worry or distress, because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. The Lord wants us to focus our mind and attention on him. Colossians 3, verse 2 states, set your mind on the things above, not on the things on the earth. Now, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't care about what's happening around us, because we should. It means that we are to pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray for others. Pray for all. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1 states, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men and women, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and reverence. Yes, in the world there will be tribulation, but the Lord has already said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world, meaning him, in John 16:33. So what does the Lord want you to do? Well, Psalm 37:3 states, trust in the Lord. The word trust means to depend and rely on him. So he wants us to trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. God will cause all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. And that is stated in Romans 8:28. What can you do when fear grips your heart? First, in Jesus' name, rebuke the spirit of fear and command it to leave your body. Second, Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Third, continually focus on his promises and not the problems, casting all your anxieties wholeheartedly on his mercies and grace, for he cares for you. We know there will be storms of adversity. However, Christ has overcome the world. No weapon formed against us will prosper. So let's decide today to let not our hearts be troubled nor afraid. Our Heavenly Father is sovereign, and his sovereignty rules over all. He will accomplish that which concerns us. Psalm 138:8. Blessed is the person who trusts the Lord. Lord, we thank you for imparting your truth to our hearts and minds today. Help us to not just be a hearer of the word, but also a doer of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And you are a source of inspiration, Sister Kathleen, if I can say so myself. We want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming to and to brightening this brand new day. Well, the twin Kathleen over there in the British Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands, just texted me and said, she's up and dancing to the good morning. It's a brand new day. So, Sister Kathleen, I want to say good morning to you over there in the Virgin Islands. Chris here, she said, this song is for Barbara, Lynette, Leon, Beatrice, Donna, you, and me, and the rest of us, all who are listening. said the younger brother of Jason Crabb would be singing this one, How Beautiful Heaven Must Be. So here's the request coming from Kathleen over there in St. Croix. Let's see if we can find it here. Yes, here it is. Dance Away.
That's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given. How beautiful heaven.
Sweet home of the happy. the weary. Saturday morning entertainment is the most
beautiful heaven must be.
Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Amen.
I take the liberty
Thank
to say
so.
That. Same. Go on, Sister Kathleen.
Yeah, I was saying thank you for my song.
Oh, oh, oh.
Mature.
Mature. Mm-hmm.
Yes, lovely. And I take
could
the
liberty. Again for us? Could you repeat
yes,
one more time?
Oh,
yes, it's lovely.
A text that.
I said that just before I played here. all the nice things you would have heard about heaven, and we were to do all of the good things to get us to heaven. If it is true, what a wonderful place to be. And we would have really done all of the good things to get there. But what if it's not true? And you would have done all the good things on earth. I would ask the one question, what did you have to lose? You didn't lose a thing. So I still think we should do the right thing to get to heaven, true or false. Either way, it's a win-win. How beautiful. Heaven must be.
A place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word He has given. How heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing. Betrayals and failures destroy. And our tears will be turned. must be.
Only Murchis can write something like this. Happy special Father's Day Cardinal Leon. Well, I believe on here, our Cardinal must be telling to say that, because they know much is would deserve Happy Father's Day. Cardinal, good morning, sir. Must be you who wrote me this. How are you doing? Mr. Mills, is it you or is it Mercury? Okay, just in case. Let's go on down.
Okay. Father God, as we go about our day and throughout the week, we ask you in Jesus' name to keep us in peace. Help us to not let our hearts be troubled nor afraid as we navigate the day and week. We ask you especially, Lord God, for our fathers for tomorrow and throughout the day and the year, to give them wisdom and knowledge, Lord God, continual wisdom and knowledge, stamina, energy, travel mercy, protection, clarity of mind, and robust health. We ask you especially for our fathers, Lord God, to encourage them to stay strong in a world, Lord God, that has all kinds of negativity against them, Lord God. Oh, we pray and ask you, Lord God, to shower your favor upon our men, Lord God. And then we ask, Lord God, particularly because of tomorrow being Father's Day, for you to encourage, edify, and comfort them each and every day, Lord God, to walk in their purpose that you have destined them to walk into, Lord God. And then we thank you, Lord God, for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank Amen. You. Thank you, Sister Kathleen. God bless you.
Don't you know?
as I said, with soccer, we have it's an international break right now. The Gold Cup is presently going to be starting next Friday or next Saturday, the 24th, with Jamaica taking on U.S. So that should be some mouth-watering soccer there coming up, the Gold Cup. And I think there are some European qualifier last night. France defeated Gibraltar 3-0. I said there was some soccer being played, but I'm having to stumble across some of these games last night while searching to watch something on TV. To cricket, the World Cup, World Test Championship as it's called, and Australia defeated India. And they are all crying now that the Test Championship should have been a three-match series instead of a one-off game. So now that they lost, they're all crying, a lot of tears. And Mr. Shubman Gill got himself fined there along with the team, both teams, for their slavery. Shubman Gill for showing dissent to the umpire's decision that was made, and a lot of posting that he put up on social media. He got fined for that. But as I said, they're now going to get the most money from the ICC at the expense of their associates and the smaller nation who doesn't have that big clout. And now they're crying about the Test Championship should be 3 series now that they lost. So everything they're crying about, they need to just pull up their big boy pants and come again. You can't win, you haven't won. You know, just go on. Now, Bangladesh versus Afghanistan. That was a one-off test match there. If Bangladesh easily won. And when I say easy, I mean easy. They batted first, and they made 382 in their first innings, which I was surprised because they were like 360 something the day before, and they lost 5 wickets for about 20 odd runs the following day. So they, as I said, 382 with Shanto getting 146. He has some 23 fours and 2 sixes. He faces 175 ball with Anson Joy getting 76. 48 to Misra and 47 to Rahim. Extras was next with 32 extras containing 8 leg buys, 1 buys, 16 no ball and 7 wides. And I've seen a trend there. Australia in that series against India bowls a lot of no ball, and I'm watching England this morning. Ben Stokes bowling a lot of no-ball also. Now, when Afghanistan batted, they made 146. And I'm telling you, I figured that it was an injustice for Bangladesh to bat a second time. So 146 all out. The top score going to Zazia got 36, Jamal get 35, 23 to Janat. So those are the top. Just to backtrack here, Ivor, in bowling for Afghanistan, Masood got in bowling some 16 over 2, made in 79 runs, and he picked up 5 wickets. And as a Maji, get 2 for 39. In bowling for Bangladesh, Hussein, Ibadat Hussein got 4 for 47 from 10 overs, including a maiden. There were 2 wickets each to Islam. To Tajul Islam, he got 2 for 7 from 5. Misra got 2 for 15 from 9. And Islam, Shafour Islam getting 2 for 28 from 8. That was including 2 men. As I said, I think it was a very, very tragic injustice when Bangladesh batted again, because those Afghanistan players chase a lot of ball. They made 425 for 40 clear. It's Shanto getting another 124. Ock getting 121. And Shanto 124 come from 151 ball with 15 fours. And Ock getting 121 from 145 with 12 four and a six. Next was 68 not out from Linton Das. So 71 from Hassan.
And those were the main contributors there. 425 for 40 clear. I think it was a very, very tragic, very, very unjust.
Zahir Khan getting 2 for 112. He's 4 century also. Bowling from 23 overs. In Afghanistan, batted the second time, they were bundled out for 115. And that's why I said I think they should have enforced the follow-on and finished that match earlier, go to the hotel, put their feet up and relax. So Bangladesh won by 546 runs. That is ridiculous. 113. Only the three people went in double figures. Charles getting 30. 18 to Janat. There were 16 extras. And 13 to Shahide. He retired Earth. Retired Natal. So he must have Earth there for 13. So those bowling for Bangladesh. Kazim Ahmed getting 4 for 37 from 9 overs. And Careful Islam getting 3 for 28 from 10. So, as I said, that match was finished within 4 days. Now, we turn presently to the test matches in progress in England versus Australia. And this also was a shocker here, I wrote. At England made 393 for 8 declared. That was on the first day. I don't know what kind of cricket or how they are, but I mean, they're playing a different form of cricket. But 393 for 8 declared. Now, Australia, in that 393, let me go through the scorecard. There, Joe Root was the man. Former England captain. He got 118 not out. Yeah, he faced 152 balls and he had 7 fours and 4 sixes. Zach Crawley gets 61 from 73. He has 7 fours. Janet Bairstow, I'm sorry, I should have mentioned it before, you got 78. From 78 balls with 12 fours. As I said, Zach Crawley got 61. 32 went to Ari Brooke. And his 32 just comes off of some 37 balls with 4 fours. So 393 for 8, they clear. Bowling for Australia, Nathan Lyon. He scored a century. He got 4 for 149 from 29 overs and one maiden included in that. It's 2 wickets to Charles Hazlewood. He got 2 wickets. 2 for 61. Now Australia is presently 170 for 4 with Usman Khawaja, 77 not out. He faced 103. So far, he's faced 149 balls with 8 fours and 260. And Travis Head was going pretty well at 50 from 63, 8 four and a six. So at one time, England looked to be in trouble, but I guess they dug themselves out. Cameron Green is there, 11 not out, along with Usman. So far, the pick of the bowler is Stuart Broad. He bowled some 10 overs, 3 maiden, 23 runs, and he got 2 wickets. With a wicket each, Ali and Stoke. So we're in day 2 of that test match, so that test match can go either way. Also, the World Cup qualifier starts only in Zimbabwe, and West Indies will be taking on USA in their first match of their qualifier, and that's on the 24th. So we're all here. We're sitting on pins and needles to see if we would qualify to go on to the big dance. So also with the Asia Cup, we'll be playing there in Pakistan, and again India say they're not going to be playing down in Pakistan. So yet the World Cup is playing in India, and Pakistan is saying it's going to be dependent on their government whether they go play into that the World Cup later this year in India. So I don't understand. You want one team to come and play in your country, but yet you do not want to go and play in the other team's country. Don't make no sense to me either. Don't make no sense. And I said they're just either they're nitpicking, flexing muscle, whatever they're doing, they seem to be bullying the cricket. And that's how I feel about them right now and their stats that they are, their status that they want to take. They're getting the lion's share of money, and the cricket is only going to be one-sided either if the smaller country and the associate does not get. So right now they're having an issue with the T20 league. And the players, the best players, are not playing when their country needs them. They're using, some are breaking contracts or getting out of contract. Some are retiring early. They're doing everything to play in there. So I know they're coming up with a strategy now. It's not yet reached the big boys, but they're looking to only have 4 overseas players in a squad, so they'll have some of the better players representing the country. Like I said, you can think of people like Russell. No, I hear Mr. Sammy said he wants to get these guys involved. These guys are past their days. They should sit one side. We should try to develop these players that we have here that show some loyalty to the West Indies and not for running back to these guys. So, Ivor, that's it for me here. What's happening internationally and locally gonna be it. So, until we talk again, Ivor.
Okay.
Okay, go West Indies. You know,
good morning, David.
Good morning, Cardinal. I see your buddy there wanted to, twist some argument there, you know, whatever you say to him, trying for him to twist it around. But I know better than that, so not to fall.
I know you know better. I know you know better than that. You know that I don't use words like AWOL and so. AWOL and so, I use a word I use by people who think that they got the right to control your life. And I know that, so I know that nobody has the right to use that word about you except Janet. So you and I know that. So you know that I don't use words like that. So I don't know. And I know Janet know where you are. Yeah. So me, you know, I don't know what he's trying to do.
Yeah, well, you know, he's always going to be Cardinal. You know, he's a very, as I said, you can look at his ear. You see one of them is a little bit longer than one because he always getting pulled on it. You know, because he was a very mischievous child when he was small, and he hasn't gotten out of it. He hasn't grown out of it.
Does not listen, man.
I never hear anything about AWOL. What is AWOL? Ask Mortis. Then he comes and say, absent without leave. I said, David did that? No. He put a big spin on it. No, he's a defensive player. I thought the man was an attacker, but no, he came here with defense. And David, you really buy into that?
Listen, Cardinal is my friend, man. I know Cardinal. You know, Cardinal and Lynette and Martin ain't going to say anything.
David, it's behind your back, he said these things. In front of your face, he wouldn't say it. He's not like me. If I stab you, David, you will be taking the knife from out of your chest and do it in front of your face. You'll have to pull the knife out of your back when it comes to Cardinal. He said this AWOL. What is that? Well, into sports, David, you're looking for the Vegas Golden Knights. They trounced the Florida Panthers.
Game five.
Just to round up the sports there. And, well, tomorrow the big boys come in at 6 until 9.
Yeah,
that's it with the cricket show. Let's see. Dennis or Leon here to tell us if any special guests will be in tomorrow. Let me scroll down here. Quite a few people on here. Okay, Leon, anything special for tomorrow before we end the sports here at 6 o'clock?
Of course, we're going to spend quite a lot. Morning, David. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, all the other folks.
Good morning, Leon.
Okay, good. Yes, we are definitely going to spend a lot of time on the qualifying stage of the World Cup. And, of course, we have the coaches' corner, as well as anything else pertinent in cricket. We know the Bangladesh versus Afghanistan is going to be playing a big part too, and of course the present test match, which is cool now, is presently 171-4, and basically that will be all. And we have still there is some argument about Sammy being not qualified, and course, we'll hear the folks who want to speak on that behalf as well. But as usual, we want to take this opportunity to wish all the fathers, Cardinal, Dennis, of course, Virgil, you, Ivor, and of course, our good friend, David, a happy, happy Father's Day. And those who we have forgotten, we just want to let you know that our thoughts and prayers are with you. I hope you have a happy Father's Day. Let's
Audley and Simon and them away.
Oh yes, and the rest, of course, and Linford McKenzie. He's struggling with his health as well.
Oh, I was gonna forget.
Yes.
Okay. This is about it. Well, folks, tomorrow they have wait, like we said, 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. 515-605-9850. That's the number you call to get in. Push the one, you become audible. They'll hear you. We'll hear what you have to say. You can join the conversation. All we ask is that you respect yourself, respect others, keep your conversation within broadcast standard, and we will have a good show tomorrow. I want to thank you for coming to as usual. And next time, you let Cardinal know ahead of time so that you don't have to put it out there that you're involved and come to...
don't know anything about that. And want to say nice things about Janice in front of your face and behind your back. Good morning, Janice. Janet. I say Janice now. Janet. And thank you again for loaning David. Yeah, well, Colonel, I think you should go ahead and just hail your special fans because they're waiting.
Before that, I got to go put in a story for Virgil. I need a phone.
This phone.
I need a phone.
Give him back his phone.
I got to go find Virgil. Thursday, my phone fell off my desk when I was, packing up to come home. So I can't get to see what's on it. I can't get to use it. Friday, I went to my service provider to get a phone. They did give me a phone, but it's not accommodating me.
It's one that puts me on it.
Yeah, it's giving me all kind of problems. So I am going to go back and give it back to them today and tell them if they could work out what's going on wrong with it. It's not even connecting to my earpieces. It's not allowing me to bring up WhatsApp. So I don't know if you sent me the information from Arlie. I spoke to Arlie last night while I was here trying to get, restore my data from the last phone. It's not responding at all. So I don't have any data from the last phone. So I don't have WhatsApp. I don't have my list of numbers of contacts that I had previously. So it's not even allowing me to access my Google account. So, something is going on here that I don't understand. So I don't know if you sent me the information from RB, it probably went to the old phone and it can't find a place to stay there because I wouldn't be able to access it.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead and nothing. I'll do the birthdays when we think. Oh, still have it. So, hail the many fans.
So let me say good morning to the fans, friends. I didn't want to bore you with my misery, but just for sake of information, I won't be able to bring you the birthdays and anniversaries today. But I can say Happy Father's Day to those who celebrate that. And to all my friends, fans, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, welcome and good morning. And to the special fans, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nesbitt up there in New York, good morning to you and welcome to the Saturday Morning Show. Hope it's as nice and warm up there in New York as it is nice and hot here in the Caribbean. And when it gets hot like this, we get concerned about what the hurricane season is going to look like with all this energy in the atmosphere and over the water and stuff like that. But we'll await it and see what it's at. Good morning to the people over in St. Martin, and they're waiting for it as well. Good morning to you. Good morning, Irma, Thompson, and Carlos. Good morning. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts. I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. I haven't heard Lynette for the morning, but I hope she's standing by waiting to come in and let us know what is going on. There has been some talk about celebrating CARICOM coming out of St. Kitts, celebrating CARICOM on the 4th of July, and all that kind of stuff. Maybe Lynette could give us some update on that. Good morning to the fellows over there in Nevis. Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there on 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to my dear friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent over there in Nevis, coming out of Cotton Ground, famous Cotton Ground. And people who've never been to Nevis can contact me and hear me from Nevis. They either want to go to Cotton Ground or Gingerland for some reason. They want to go either to Cotton Ground or Gingerland. They don't want to hear about camps and bookies and things. It's either Cotton Ground or Gingerland. So my good friend, oh, Sergeant, of the, oh, I'm coming out of Cotton Ground. So, you know, next time they want to go, I'm going to send them to see Earl. Good morning to the people over there in the UK, Omel and Michelle. And hopefully Michelle is going to get her, some of her calypso this morning. She comes by just to hear the calypso. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Omel. And hope you guys are having a great time over there enjoying the Ashes. England looking forward to smash another win. Joe Root looking for some revenge. Came on his first day with 393 in a day. I'm sure Omel and all the fans over there in England are feeling excited about that, putting England in a good place in the Ashes. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. Oh, well, Elimat, King Elimat, that is, hoping that the brother is doing great. I know he's probably popping in and listening in as much as you think. Yeah, we wish you all the best, brother, and hoping that you are, you know, getting through the day and the times as they roll by. I'm going to go on down to the Southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. He comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I know you're sneaking or listening somewhere in between the this and that. And, you know, we want to wish you a great day. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette. Good morning to you. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, we're hoping that you're with us here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. Because if it's too hot, we make it cool. If it's too cool, we bring you some sunshine. Yeah, we're good at that. Today, we're celebrating with you Father's Day, Juneteenth, whatever it is that you wish to celebrate, your birthday, your anniversary, it's right here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, even over there in Melbourne. Oh, this is the midsummer. She's going to be busy. Good morning, Yvonne. And whatever you're doing, I'm hoping that you're having a great time and keeping that smile up. And I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen, the was claimed the Inspirational Hour. So we consider her Inspirational Hour's favorite fan. Good morning to you. With that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. We welcome you. Chop on by. Hang with us, because Ivor's got a great show for you. Back to you, Ivor.
Yes, thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you for that, Brother Noel. And see that none of the fans would have dropped off. I see you didn't include another. Earl would have moved just a little bit outside of Cotton Ground. Think of over there in the Cage Bay area. That's where he told me he is, his residence is at this time. So he's done with this cotton picking business and he's gone in a cage. So good cotton morning, Earl. Yeah, he moved away from Cotton Ground a little bit there.
Well, nevertheless, when anybody who wants to go to Nevis and they want to go to Cotton Ground and Gingerland, I'm going to send them to Earl. Or could I direct them to the Gingerland piece?
Yep.
You're from Nevis? Yeah. I want to go to Nevis. I want to go to Cotton Ground.
You're saying
and Gingerland.
And you're saying Cotton Ground at the same time. I wonder if Earl and Cotton Ground have anything to do with Malcolm Bishard or Heisman Bishard. But Leon wants to say something, so we're going to get Leon in at the same time. Come on in.
Yes. I'm sorry to cut in, but I hear you all talk about Earl Sargent. Is he his uncle, Mackenzie Sargent? Do you know if he has an uncle by the name of Mackenzie Sargent who lived in Antigua?
I'll have to ask him. I'm not sure.
Because, okay. I said, no, my brother from mother, on my mother's side, Federal Sergeant, has some cousins in Nevis and Chinkets. And I just wondered if they are related.
Oh, well, you know, you to live with the Sergeant, so you would... If he's related to us, he should be related to Livingston Sergeant. So, is there any relation to Livingston Sergeant?
I don't know. But when he died, I know quite a few of them came over to Antigua to celebrate his homegoing. But I don't know them per se. But my mother had two children, myself and my brother, said my sergeant. And relatives who think it's a nibbit. He said Mackenzie Sergeant. That was the name of my brother's father. So just check him out and see for me.
If he gets in
here. I might have known him as well, too, if he came for the funeral.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, well, like you said, we're starting our early Father's Day celebrations. And all they would say, they treat us bad. So, Cardinal, did you get your tie or your socks? We know that's what we get, if you get anything at all.
Tie socks and underwear.
Tie socks and underwear, okay.
Yeah.
No money.
You know what you're going to get, so you could say thanks way in advance.
Okay. All right, having said all that, let's see what we can do. Let's see what time. Okay, we still have a little time here before we represent the Antigua Tier. I've lost my feed here, Colonel. I don't know if you have it, but I can get on. But the sound seems to be off here a little bit. But nonetheless, trying to make a connection, a reconnect.
So, okay, let me see if I could pull something up.
Yeah, we're trying to get the bird sound. Yeah, I'm not reconnecting here. Okay, well, nonetheless, let's say good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. But we are having birthdays, anniversaries for June 17th. This is the 168th day of 2023 in the year of our Lord. Well, over in England, we are having Mr. Brian Statham. Oh, Leon knows very well about him. We spoke about Brian Statham.
Mm-hmm.
We have Steve Rose, Nick Cook, Stephen Davis in Australia, Shane Watson, Alex Haywood. Pakistan, we have Dinat Hafiz, and Papua New Guinea, we have Cordy Toka. Over in Norway, we have Raja Iqbal. In Ireland, Philip Egglestone. We have singer Barry Manilow. He is 80 years old today. Actor Greg Keenan, he turns 60. Tennis pro Venus Williams, he turns 43 today. Happy birthday, Venus. You missed out on the French Open that was just concluded. We have Kendrick Lamar, American hip-hop singer, songwriter. He turns 36, the very age that great Robert Nesta Marley dies, 36. Actress, singer, television actress, we have Simone Battle, 1989. She died in 2014. The Canadian heavyweight boxer, Tommy Burns, from whom Jack Johnson won the heavyweight championship. He did so in 1908. He was born in 1881. Kenyan long-distance runner Paul Tegat, he is 54. Chuck Rainey, that's a jazz musician, he's 83 today. American boxer Leotis Martin, he was born in 1939, died in 1995. Warren Weaver, that's the mathematician, university teacher, and computer scientist, was born in 1894 and died in 1978 on this date. And actress Judy Whittaker, she turns 41. The country singer Mickey Guyton, 50 is 40. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich turns 80. He's into the 80s. British singer-songwriter Lee Ryan is 40. And Australian tennis great Tony Roach, he turns 80. James Wimbledon Johnson, he's a poet and anthologist of African-American culture. He was born in 1871. In 1429, we have Joan of Arc. He led the French army against the English at Pathé, France, 1579. English navigator Francis Drake, he lands on the coast of California at Drake's Bay, named it New Albion. 1631, in India, Mumtaz Mahal dies. Mahal dies during childbirth. Her husband, Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan I, then spends more than 20 years building her tomb in Taj Mahal. In 1788, after a lengthy stay in Europe, future U.S. President John Adams and his wife, Abigail, return to Boston. In 1815, Napoleon was defeated in the Battle of Waterloo, ending 23 years of recurrent warfare between France
and England,
need more, and the other powers of Europe. In 1837, we have Charles Goodyear. He obtains his first rubber patent. In 1863, Travelers Insurance Company of Hartford chartered the first accident insurer. 1885, Statue of Liberty arrives in New York City aboard French ship Irene. 1915, the League to Enforce Peace is organized at Independence Hall in Philadelphia with William Howard Taft as president. Its program anticipates the League of Nations. 1928, Amelia Earhart leaves Newfoundland to become the first woman passenger to fly Atlantic as a passenger in a plane piloted by Wilma Schultz. In 1938, Japan declares war on China. 1910, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Washington. 1940, well, you know, tomorrow is Father's Day, so it started in 1910. That's when they first celebrated it. So let me just dig that in a little bit, since Father's Day is around the corner. 1940, we have the Soviet Red Army invaded Latvia, which led to the incorporation of the country into the USSR. 1953, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, husband and wife, were put to death, becoming the first American civilians to be executed for espionage. In 1962, U.S. Open Men's Golf, Jack Nicholson, he wins his first of 18 major titles by 3 strokes in an 18-hole playoff with Arnold Palmer. 1963, the Supreme Court rules against Bible reading prayers in public school. Oh, what a pity. I have to read it again because that's why the world is so much upside down today. We have to go to Sunday school. We have to sing in school and praise and all the good stuff. Here it is again. In 1963, just the other day, the Supreme Court rules against Bible reading and prayers in public school. 1963, the Soviet cosmonaut Valentina Tereshkova, the first woman in space to return to Earth in the spacecraft Vostok 6. 1972, the Watergate an office apartment hotel complex in Washington, D.C., that was the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee, was broken into by 5 men who were later arrested, prompting the Watergate scandal that upended the administration of U.S. President Richard Nixon. In 1979, the SALT, that is Strategic Arms Limitation Talks, that treaty was signed by U.S. President Jimmy Carter and Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev. 1983, the first American woman to fly into outer space, Sally Ride, was launched with 4 other astronauts aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger. 1992, Connecticut Governor Lowell Weicker and WFSN and DJ Don Isthmus change places for one day. 1994, O.J. Simpson doesn't turn himself in on murder charges of his ex-wife Nicole Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman. Los Angeles police chased his white Ford Bronco for 1.5 hours before he eventually gives up. This was seen live on national TV. In 2012, Rodney King, African-American motorist beaten by Los Angeles police officers, he dies in an accident drowning at 47 years old. 2021, Dr. Kentish Kuna, first president of Zambia, 1964 to 1991, he dies at the age of 97. And again in 2021, U.S. President Joe Biden, he signs into law the Juneteenth National Independence Day, making June 19th a federal holiday commemorating emancipation. There you have it, folks. Compliments of my Ruby son, Audley Watson. Your birthdays and anniversaries for this date, June 17th. And if anyone has any special birthdays, they can feel free to come in or any anniversary as such. So we have with us here Miss Lynette. Is on with us at this time. So, Leonard, good morning to you. Good morning to St. Kitts and Nevis. Good morning to the Leeward Islands. Good morning to Harris. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. I am excellent.
Excellent. Okay, we want to hold it there a little bit, and we'll get back to you. And around this time, we have a representation for the Antigua Care. So, let's see. Cardinal, you're not going to get away because you had me reading the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that were taking place this day. So you are going to have to step up to the podium to represent the Antigua Care this morning.
So what is the new thing? Let me just appeal to our friends, fans, supporters, and listeners to share some of your bounty and effort and energy with two ladies who represent the Antigua Care Organization, Antigua and Barbuda Care Organization, two young ladies who have witnessed for themselves the kind of destitution that some people can fall into, and they are making their efforts to make life a little bit more comfortable for such people. I mean, we see them around the place from time to time ourselves on our street corners. They have taken it up on themselves to do something about it because they understand that people don't create their own destitute circumstances, even though we've been taught sometimes that, you know, we blame the individual for his own destitute circumstances. And, you know, that is very crucial to think of people that way. Because, you know, we understand our social operation is a little different to what we think that it is. So they have stepped out there doing all the work, a lot of work, not for a pay, but except the reward they get from making a difference of easing the burden in someone else's life. For Don and Debbie, we're asking you to offer whatever services, effort, energy that you can in the form of food, clothes, money, books, and anything that you might have to give, you might have to offer. They are making a Herculean effort in making sure that the circumstances that these people suffer can somehow be turned around, their efforts in healing the world. Would you consider giving them your assistance? Back to you, Ivan.
Yeah, well, thank you. That, and like we said, we are healing the world. We are healing the world. And, again, I'm going to summon your Cardinal to just stand by your computer there. I've lost all connection except that I'm on the phone here. So, folks, bear with me. We didn't get to play that interlude that healed the world, but nonetheless, we'll probably play it before the program is over. So,
okay, we can do it now.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow, and if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In a place you feel there's no hurt or sorrow, there are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place, heal the world.
Call in a little earlier, try to raise my hand to say a word on behalf of Dawn. And of course, by now, most of you know that Debbie has changed her schedule and is not able to get on as she would like to be. But Dawn in particular, she's under the weather, and we just ask God's blessing on her as she goes through a period of trying to recover from recent surgery. So, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. We pray for Dawn as she goes through a period and needs your help, Lord. We thank you for all you have done for her, and we pray that you will just continue to heal her from the bottom of her feet to the top of her head, Lord. We're grateful for our servant of God, Lord. She has done so much for the people of Antigua and the Antigua Care, and we just pray, Father, that you'll just continue to bless her, touch her body, heal her, Lord. We ask for special, special healing for her, Lord. She deserves it. She has work left for you to do for her. In your name, Lord, we pray. Thank you for all you have done so far for her. We ask your continued blessing and healing on her body. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, Lynette, we're back with you. Sorry for a little interruption there. We heard your voice. You became audible. Folks always want to hear you. And Liam said that infectious laugh that you have there, that you can brighten anyone's day, and you're smiling. It's quite a cave. His words, not mine. So, good morning again, and we'll have Cardinals. He'll have, what do you call it, Dave, again?
Can I just
watch him? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come on in, and after that, Cardinal will come on.
Okay. I just want to say good morning to Kathleen, and thank you for that lovely song. Very uplifting, you know, to know that the world full of misery and problems, but there's a better place. And in terms of what's happening in St. Kitts, there's Music Fest this weekend coming up, and today they had the kickoff Juve to start off the week for the music festival. So I looked at Facebook and saw they had a whole lot of bands on the street down there, like Juve Morning, today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had my daughter's birthday, was the 9th, and I don't think I remembered last week to say happy birthday to her. Dr. Samantha Fox, good morning, wherever you are.
Oh, naughty.
And then I have a friend celebrating on the 20th, who is in Atlanta. Hope he enjoys his birthday, despite the tribulations.
Oh, how would you hear that? What a baby.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, and I forgot, there we have yet another murder, yet another young man has gone to the great beyond stupidly. And that makes number 17 for us, and it's not even 6 months. So not good. And we just hope that the music festival will be good, everybody will behave yourself, and we'll just have a good music festival and everything will go well.
Wow.
Yeah, we hope.
What about arrests? I heard they've been making a couple of arrests for these murders.
Well, there's only two that they've made.
Four
out of the 16, I think they've made it two or three. The one with the stabbing and then two of those gun-related ones.
So three.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no statute of limitation on these murders, so hopefully, unless the one killed the other, because they seem to be revenge killing. But let's get Kyle's commentary, and then we'll come back to that. So please, don't go away. We're going to come back to that, but we know we have some folks who are very rigid, and they're blowing up my phone here. What happens to Cardinal commentary? Well, Cardinal commentary comes right around just after 10, after sports, when he comes in, when he hears his many fans. But nonetheless, let's hear your comment.
I'm not going to try to alarm people, but you may be alarmed. Over the last couple of months, I've been bombarded with information about this massive new technology that is coming up. and it comes by the initials AI, and that means artificial intelligence. Now, for people who are paying attention, that term itself has a note of ridiculousness in it, because only intelligence that can exist is the intelligence offered to us or incarnated with us by nature. The dogs, the goats, sheep, the trees have been endowed with intelligence. There's nothing artificial about it. It is the intelligence that has been offered by the force of nature to preserve life. Now, something comes up, and it's technology, just like any other technology that has come before, but it has been given the title artificial intelligence to promote it on an attractive scale. But it is going to be, my anticipation, it's like, it's going to be like every other improvement in technology. And this is what I mean. Every improvement in technology has brought with it a more sophisticated method of human destruction. And artificial intelligence would be no different. Now, of course, it would come with an attractive flair, showing people how you're going to go to shop, and it's going to be so much easier and attractive. But the thing is, fewer people are going to have access to the grocery store. It shows you how surgery is going to be so much quicker and efficient. Much fewer people are going to have access to that surgery. And as you may well be aware, our medical services are in very short supply at this time in history, when we are supposed to be at our civilized best. People are being turned away from hospitals. People are being turned away from medical centers. People are being told, if you can't show your insurance card, we don't care how sick you are, you can't come in here. Now, they're going to attract us to all of these beautiful things that intelligence offers us. But how many of us would be extended the offer that it has made? But all that this means, that more of us would be summarily excluded from social participation and benefit. And as for the attractiveness of the advertising, remember, and for those of you who, and I know a lot of people on here are Christians and they read the Bible a lot, but like I always say, what you exposed to, what you experience, what you learn from what you are disposed to learn mentally and psychologically. And for, as I was saying, for those of you who share the reading of the Bible from time to time, you would have remembered that he says he appeared to Jesus as a messenger from God, which means he appeared in all the glory, radiance, charm, attractiveness that we would associate with the Creator. But beneath that, there's a destructive force that means nothing but the degradation and devastation of the human collective. That is how I see artificial intelligence.
That's my commentary.
Your word to it.
Yeah, sure. That, and, yeah, we'll break it up a little bit there with a little bit of something there. We want to dance with our Father. Again, we're still saying that this world is not fair. That's all I can say in terms of that cardinal and artificial. Well, we have artificial limbs. We have artificial flowers. We have maybe even artificial love. I don't know if you call it fake love or whatever, but let's give the Father some love. Can we have Luther again? For those who are now joining us, did not hear Luther and his father there when Bishop
Evangelos.
Yes, he.
Love power or dance with my father?
And we need to have dance with my father again.
Okay.
That's when I was a child. Before life removed.
I thought that to bring in a special request. There we go. It's a 7-2-1. I'm waiting to say something. Come on in. Good morning. 7-2-1.
Hello, hello, good morning, good morning. Sorry about that.
Good morning, Amma.
Good morning, good morning. I just want to come in and say Happy Father's Day to you guys. So, good morning, everybody, good morning. And I really want to say Happy Father's to you, Cardinal Mills, Iva, Henry, everybody on the team, coming from Irma and her family here in St. Martin. And we say thanks for the greetings. I personally look forward to hear them on Saturday. So, again, I'm saying thanks on behalf of the family. Have a good one tomorrow, and all the best.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, the two guys, Leon and David, who are here, the names are did mention at this time, but they're hearing it, and surely I will say a big thank you, because your intentions are pure. 7-2-1. Man, like I said.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Anyway, guys, I'm going to continue listening to the program.
Yes,
all right,
thank
have
you,
a good
Mama.
One. You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
So, Cardinal and Leon especially, you guys have to give it up for the 7-2-1. You know what again is with 7-2-1 with July? When your loved ones say, I need to be with you 24/7, the only time you can get 24/7 is July 24th, 7/24, 24/7. July has got to be the month. Anyway, we'll get there next month, when we will talk some more about 7-2-1 and 24/7. Colonel, take that.
Whenever you see, let me just warn the listeners, when you see somebody doing so much promotion, watch out, eh? Be careful. Okay?
Well,
because don't do like me. Buy your next set of parts based on and thing. Your next set of parts based on the fact that they were promoted as stainless steel nonstick. And when you get your parts, they stick everything and stain everything.
All right. Oh, my goodness. So, to the father. And so,
okay. There you go.
Listen.
We're back to the news.
That's when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high, and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even more than me. I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful when you stare. Luther Vandross. Lynette, you were onto something. You were saying the turmoil in St. Kitts after just a few months with this new government. We know governments are continuous, but this is the Labour-led Dr. Drew administration. What is the atmosphere? What is it like there in St. Kitts? Are people fearful? You told us this morning that people are out reveling this morning. It seemed as if it was a carnival. So even though the murders are happening on island, it seems as if people are not fearful from your reporting this morning. So is it that gangmen are killing gangmen? Is it sporadic killing? Is it where tourists should be mindful of traveling to think it's unneeded? Bring us up to date with anything. And maybe you can expound on
I wouldn't say fearful, because everybody going about their business as usual, but I would say more cautious, because who would like to experience being in a crossfire? Nobody. So I would say more cautious, but it's business as usual. People are concerned. Yes, we all are concerned and wish this would not happen, because it's just a small place and everybody know everybody, and, you know. But I would say more cautious than afraid.
That's a big statement to make, that everybody knows everybody, but yet still you only have 3 arrests out of 17 homicides.
You could answer that from your police knowledge.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Well, if you want me to answer that, my guess is that police, they either do not have informants, or the folks who are eyewitnesses don't trust the police and authorities, or they fear for the safety, or they do not have any witness protection facilities for people who would come forward. So from my policing experience, I think in such a small place where things are happening, hiding, people are seeing these things, but except for the police, I would hate to know the police seeing it and not reporting it or not coming forward with it. So it seems as if there's a breakdown between the community and law enforcement. I am not sure if we have community policing like back in my day. So that's the only way I can answer your question, since you put me on the hot seat.
Well, you see, everybody, as I just told you, the operative word, cautious. People are being cautious.
Being cautious.
The thing is, are any kind of assessments being done by which you can afford to relay to the people the killings follow a particular pattern? Because, like you indicated earlier, Lynette, people do not want to get caught in the crossfire. Now, crossfire suggests to me that there are volleys from 2 or more sides. Is there any investigation being done to at least determine of more sides involved in a conflict, identify what these sides are and what is their makeup in terms of their membership? You know, that could be helpful into offering information to the public. The other thing is that And something that Iva did not mention, I don't know if he did it intentionally, but what is being done in terms of training the police in investigative skills and providing them with equipment? Because someone in whom I have confidence, whose word I would accept, told me some years ago that they offered the police department some information and technology that had been developed to lift fingerprints from spent shell casings. And, you know, when he inquired as to whether anybody was trying to implement the technology, to acquire the technology and train our police officers to do it, he actually received a dead note, which means nobody had anything to tell him. So, you see, so there's that element of it, you know. And when people are can be comfortable, when the police officers can be comfortable with a surge of criminal conduct resulting in catastrophic circumstances, there is some suspicion. They know something about it, whether that suspicion pans out to be true or not. But it is going to raise some suspicion that the police know about it. And that is why they think. And it's usually think, okay, they know about it, but this person is a member of the family. This person is a friend. This person is, and such and such. And this person has influence inside the police department and all this kind of thing. All this kind of expressions come up. So, you know, what is being done in terms of investigation, that's one thing. You may not know about this, Lynette, but just in case you might have heard something or read something someplace. I mean, newspapers are circulated in St. Kitts Nevis anyway. And people can write articles.
I haven't seen a newspaper in a very long time because, I mean, okay, everything is on WhatsApp and Facebook now, so I don't even know if we have newspapers. I don't know. Because I haven't seen one. I haven't bought a newspaper in a long time. I buy one every week, but
WhatsApp and Facebook does not distill its information to separate the crazy from the logical. So, you know, it's all a hodgepodge, you know. I mean, you have editors in newspapers.
Something you said there, Colonel. Let me see, because I'm not going to blame the policemen, and maybe, as you say, maybe lack of training or what have you, because I'm going to go from what Linda said there. It seems as if this is the norm. And based on what Linda is saying now, you just move along with caution, or with more caution. You should always be cautious. So is it public at large who should be up in arms with all these killings, most of them the policemen? The community should not go about it like it's business as usual. They are the ones who now should be saying, this is our country, and the country's name has been stained. Look at neighboring Antigua. Antigua and Barbuda together. Antigua alone is 108 square miles. Barbuda was about 68. They have one murder for the year. One. We cannot live with 17.
I think they have two now.
Okay, two. Okay, I'm going to say less than five. Let me say less than five. I'm going to go with you two. But just to put it in perspective, here is 17, and people are just moving about with caution. Jamming on the road this morning, what we do? Like Cardinal told me one time, ask me a question. Ivor, when you step on a cockroach and you kill it, do you feel sorry? My honest answer was no. And then he told me that's how a police feel when he shoot on a black man. But it seems that this society in St. Kitts and Nevis are operating the same way. Another black man die, and he's like, you kill a cockroach. I just move about a little more cautiously. So we haven't reached to the police as yet. The community. And I'm saying that the law enforcement and the powers that be must let the people know. I'm going to jump the gun and say, these may be revenge killings. They may be. And I believe the revenge killing is coming about because the people do not have any confidence in the prosecution, in the law, or in justice. So they feel, I'm going to take matters in my own hands and get my justice. Because if they believe that these perpetrators would come before the court and they would get some sort of justice, not saying that you lock up a man is going to bring back the person, or killing him is going to bring back the person, but it's going to bring you some sort of justification. And I believe that people are saying, I ain't going to no police station, because like you said, let me use you now, Cardinal, the police might sweep it under the rug, it might be a family member, I might get no justice, so I ain't going to tell no police. Because the person who either killed my brother or threatening to kill my brother is related to somebody in the police force, so he's not going to go any place. So I'm going to take matters into my own hands. So these are the things that I'm saying. The community at large have to be uproar, have to make some kind of uproar and say, this is our country, take it back over. We can't let these thugs do it because they don't have the confidence in the justice system. We're going to go court and some technicality going to get off, or some high-powered lawyer going to get them off, and they're going to walk free, and I'm not going to be satisfied. So let me get a gun and shoot. I'm going back again.
The churches got together and had a prayer vigil march. What can people do, really?
That's a start. Because St. Kitts and Nevis does not manufacture guns or ammunition. And I am saying, pen shells are right there. Show the police picking them up. They can trace them, whether it's back to America, back to wherever. Let's see where these guns are coming from. You don't make them. You don't sell them down there at random. You don't say, well, then who have legal firearms? And it's not legal firearms that are killing these people. That means offenses are being committed. Guns are coming in there illegally somewhere. You can't go lock up people because they park over here. And if the policeman comes up and you lock him up, or you write him a ticket, you tint too dark, and I'm spending more time saying, but you tint. Eh? I don't see these things solving no crime. Get the policemen them out and put them in these hot spots. Where you have policemen just walking up and down bars there when the tourist ship come in? Nobody troubling the tourists them. So put the policemen them in army fatigues. Train a bunch of them in combat. That's all I have to say as an ex-policeman. You got 600 policemen. It doesn't make no sense to get them down on the beach just walking up and down the place down there. Not like it's a hot spot. Put them up there. Put 50 of them right there. Irish Town is a hot spot. Put 50 down there. Make these guys feel uneasy because they don't have no guns in their house. They don't walk around with them on their bodies. So you get some bulldozers and you plow up the place because they plant them someplace. You can find them. Put the policemen and army men to work. They're in somebody's house. Maybe they're hiding in some abandoned place. What are they doing? Waiting until they don't shoot.
Well, the police from the video I saw, this morning of the Juve, there were a lot of police and army out.
But there's no killing. Is there? It was only one stabbing in the net in the Juve when somebody died Christmas, when somebody stabbed them in the band. But nothing is happening in the Juve. Nothing is happening in the band. So that's what I'm saying. A bunch of police when a tow ship coming in, a bunch of policemen, they might be preventing some stuff from happening on the road. Nothing is wrong with that. But when these things are happening in McKnight, when they're happening in Monkey Hill, those are the hot spots. So you know these people. You said it this morning. Think it is a small place. Everybody know everybody. You said that. In my time, we know every bad man. So, how many, you have so many bad men now that police don't know them? Are they hiring people from outside? You need more local policemen who has local knowledge of people, place, parents, or what have you. Do they go to the schools? Do they know? I heard that people 5-6 years old in gangs down there, are they going to the school to make sure that they eradicate this kind of behavior? It cannot be business as usual. Cannot be that you move around with cautious. It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good. You're taking a life. Leon, I don't know if you have something to say because Antigua with two murders, I'm going to give them credit. Somebody's doing something right. Or they have some some humanity in them.
Yes, I will. Yes. Mm-hmm. Antigua does not have two more. A lot of murders, but I understand that the guns are prevalent there. Young men are shooting and a lot of robberies are going on. But I got to give them credit for not having more murders. But it's really, really tragic that so many ammunition are on the street that people can't and the police can't do what they wish to, you know, eradicate them because I understand that people are going into people's stores and robbing people. So it might be just a time when they may just resort to be losing lives as a result of the guns in the street. But I wanted to just say something about the artificial intelligence. You know, that is something, Cardinal, is really, really scary. Imagine someone can just imitate your voice and put it on the air and if it were you. And then people, I see it on the TV. And then another thing in Antigua, I don't know if you heard about one of the oligarchs from Russia whose yacht was confiscated and was sold at auction yesterday. And I understand that the proceeds should have gone to the Ukrainian. And, of course, it seemed to be going to Antigua. I don't know if that is right, but it seems as if so, if it's so. And finally, there is a seat in Antigua which they claim he has, the representative has won his seat clearly by over 200 votes. And they contest the seat because a young man who was the representative, he was still employed as a member of the civil servant. And as a civil servant, you can't run for office. And I find that is really queer that a civil servant should not be allowed to run for office in parliament as well as ministers. So I don't know what you guys thought about what I'm saying here. But the guns and situation of crimes in these countries are spreading, even though Antigua don't have more than two or three deaths. The crimes are still up in terms of robbery and the works. So I don't know if Cardinal wants to chime in on what I say or anyone else, but thanks for asking me.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about the yacht that was sold in Antigua. And what was disturbing about it, it was that Antigua really did not have no claims against the yacht or the yacht owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that if I got all the information, so I do not know what want to know. I do not want to rely on the little bit of information that I got. I was waiting and hoping that I got some more as to what the contentions were with regarding the yacht. But I understand the force of the auction of the yacht was actually unlawful. And this talk about the proceeds of the sale being, you know, sent to the Ukraine, why? What does Antigua owe the Ukraine? I mean, if someone is violating Antigua's laws and Antigua secure a penalty for the violation of those laws, why should the proceeds of that penalty go to the Ukraine? Because what, the person is from Russia? So I'm not understanding the logic of it, you know. So I understand what disturbs me is that Antiguan government, which was supposed to recognize as an independent entity, is functioning by order of the United States. And mm-hmm. here again we have our leaders selling or trading our sovereignty in return for visas to enter the United States when they find it convenient to do so. We no longer have the Robert Bradshaw's, Errol Barrows of the 60s where we were growing up.
And the birds.
The bare birds, you know, the Robert Bradshaws who were willing to stand up and tell the U.S., you can't keep your dirty dollars. We are not going to bend and submit to you. Where is that strength gone out of the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is the Harold Barrow who would stand up to Britain and say, look, you can't walk into Barbados, an independent country, and pick up who you want to pick up and take them back to Britain for prosecution? Where is that strength of our leadership that we saw growing up as youngsters and was impressed upon us how we're going to manage our affairs as independent people? That is my concern.
Cardinal, do you remember some years ago Antigua won a case at the World Court and against the U.S., and the U.S. has never paid them? Some are saying that might be the payoff for it. I don't know if
what payoff?
You heard anything.
It can't be a payoff. They didn't get any money from the United States.
No.
You know, the United States is supposed to pay their judgment. It just goes to show how the United States go into these courts, try to manipulate them against countries they feel that they have power over. When the rulings go against them, all of a sudden the things are not good. That's the same thing that the United States does with the UN Human Rights Commission. Oh, I'm not signing that. I'm not signing the Human Rights Commission treaty. But it's still telling the UN, go over to Africa, go to the Caribbean, and have these people brought to the World Court, the International Criminal Court, on human rights violations. Meanwhile, your citizens are committing all kind of war crimes all over the place, and we don't hear you. I think George Bush and them who follow him should have been in front of the criminal court, just like how they wanted Uhuru Kenyatta to be in front of the International Criminal Court. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the despots that they support all over the world, oh no, they shouldn't go to the International Criminal Court. Only people who tell them, look, mind your own business and stay out of mine, even if you got to drink some water to do it. So Antigua, at this juncture, is not living up to the promise that we anticipated when we heard that our countries, our little territories in the Caribbean, were advancing and going into independence. That's not what we anticipated. We anticipated our sovereignty, and it would be protected by international law, and people would respect us as an independent people. Mm. But not even our leaders are respecting our sovereignty. So how anybody else can do it?
Okay.
You know,
my only concern is that
if whoever this guy is with his yacht did not commit any crimes in Antigua, Antigua leadership should be willing to say, well, this guy ain't commit any crime. If you know that he committed any crime, you wait until you catch up with him. But don't get don't get us to be your do-boys in whatever you want to get done at your convenience. You know, and why is anybody arguing about whether the money should go to Ukraine? If Antigua does a forfeiture, the money belongs to Antigua. How do Ukraine get in this?
Because they're selling the proceeds of items and articles that were confiscated to help rebuild the Ukraine because of the war Russia started with them. That's what I heard. So,
well,
but Antigua's claiming the son $67 million was put up in an auction, and they gave them 7 days in which to come up with that funds, and then they will release the boat, the yacht, and Antigua get the money. But it seems strange to me. I don't think Antigua deserve it, but you're saying so, but I don't think so.
Saying if Antigua does a forfeiture, a legal forfeiture, legitimate forfeiture, if this guy, whoever he is, commits a crime in Antigua and his property is the proceeds of that crime, and Antigua does a forfeiture on that property because of the crime, then the money is Antigua's. But if this guy did not commit any crime in Antigua against the people of and state of Antigua, why reason does Antigua have to confiscate his boat? I don't know. I am not a fan of people in the aristocracy. I think that all of them got ill-gotten gains, including Buckingham Palace. I mean, I'll leave them out. You all know that about me. The carriage that is riding to the street of London, drawn by six Clydesdale horses, that's ill-gotten gain. And we should forfeit it because it was a crime against, it was acquired out of criminal enterprise against African people. 4 tons of gold.
It's the proceeds of a criminal enterprise. So I'm saying the same thing here. If Mr. whatever his name, Yacht, is not a proceed of a criminal enterprise, and Antigua is forfeiting that thing on that basis, then Antigua has no right to forfeit. They have no right to sell the yacht.
Is the USA who has put a restraint on any of the properties of the oligarch? And as a result, I don't know of any law the guy has broken in Antigua, and that is my contention. What is the purpose of the selling your property because Russia have taken all the assets of the oligarch and selling them and confiscating them and giving the money to Ukraine to rebuild the Ukraine? That's what I hear. And he's getting the money. I don't believe in the ill-gotten gains, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. So
the economy of this world, the economy that keeps powerful in this world in their place of power, the economy that keeps the United States and all of the members of the G7 and the members of NATO, they are gains. They are ill-gotten gains. They are gains that were acquired through criminal syndicates. So they really have no moral ground to stand on. But you know how these people are. They usually act as if they do until they find somebody to put them in the place. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, I'm not hearing anything about the information I got. I'm not hearing anything about this guy who had his yacht lodged at a marina in Antigua. Antigua has a marina that attracts people from all over the world.
The world, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So here they come.
And the expense that the expense incurred for it being lodged there. But the property is also seized. And they're taking the proceeds. And I don't know if they're going to come back to hurt them by their doing that. But America is supporting that.
America won't support anything that makes it feel that it maintains its position of supremacy, and one of those things that make it feel that it's going order around former colonized countries like Antigua and Barbuda, I think it's a Nevis. When they say jump, our leaders say, did I do that high enough?
How high?
Not, they don't even ask how high. Okay. They ask if that's high enough. Because they're going to jump before they ask how high.
No, they ask, Cardinal, when do I come down? But anyway, getting built.
No, they got to come down. Oh. They got to come down. You got to ask when.
No, you're not. Why they find a way to stay up? But anyway, Lynette is still with us. Let's see. She's still here with us. So Lynette, as we're going to Father's Day, your husband of blessed memory, I'm sure you're going to not forget him like you forget your daughter's birthday.
I did not forget my daughter's birthday. Totally. I forgot to say it on the show last week. But
okay,
I did remember my daughter's birthday. Can't
well,
do that. It's the only one I have.
Lynette, you gotta make sure how you say your words because you don't know what people hear.
I know.
Okay.
Agreed.
Good morning,
I did not say good morning to Mertrice this morning, so please let me say it now. Mertrice, good morning. I heard you earlier.
Good morning, Lynette.
Your conscience hit you. You said you were not going to say nothing to Mertrice this morning. Now you're getting ready to go. You will dig in on me now.
Mertrice, you know better. Sean the devil. please can I say my happy Father's Day to all the fathers, Leon and Dennis and David and Iva and Cardinal and whoever else is listening at the time. And I want to say happy Father's Day to me as well, because for the last 8 years I've been doing mother and father duties. So
no,
I'm right in there.
Your son and daughter.
Yes. Yes, I've been doing mother and father duties. You can't tell me that.
They've been not done
younger. I know one part of duty you can.
I've been in this house here screening screws, fixing pipe, washing car.
Well, that's
a mother and father duty. And I still have to cook and clean.
To get from under your jurisdiction, he gone England. Far from you.
Hello, but that's not true, because I am in touch with my son every single day, even when he was in Uganda last week. Even when he was far away in Africa.
That's what he said. We got along better when he's far from you.
That's not true.
Okay,
that's not true.
Say? Well, whatever you say, but
that's
we're going to finish
true.
Up.
Both of them, we tight. So we're good anyway. I'm sure it's not about me. Let's pick up the fathers, and we say happy Father's Day to all the men who are doing their father's duties and all the women who are doing father and mother duties.
Okay, I'm going to end here with what Colonel told me about you. Did you talk about you close? Colonel tell me, he said, but Ivan, you're not a good boy. But I kind of close with Lynette, because they say you must keep your enemies closer.
Whatever. I'm happy. I'm looking forward to seeing my son and my daughter very shortly. Spending some good quality time with them.
Yep.
Yep.
But I heard that y'all don't want to praise the government of Saint Kitts and Nevis. I heard that you it's easier for you to go to Canada now than the past 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And you didn't come on the air and say that. This is the show that everybody listens to on a Saturday.
There's still some restrictions. You have to have had a Canadian visa. They normally give you one for 10 years. Or
an American
if you
visa,
have a United States non-immigrant visa,
I'll
tell you
visa.
How it goes.
Okay.
If you have a U.S. non-immigrant visa, you are allowed to come, but you have to buy what we call an ESTA, which is like an electronic pass. If you have a British passport, you do have to buy that as well.
So there's still some
restriction, but it's a lot easier because you don't have to go through the hassles of sending your passport and paying money and sending it all the way down to Trinidad or Barbados to get a visa. And the ESTA is for the duration of your passport. So, for instance, if you have a passport and it's 10 years, they give you 10 years because I've had one, and that's what they gave you, 10 years. And it's very simple. It's just very, very simple online to get. So it's a little easier, but there's still some restriction. And also, our second dividend will be paid from the CBI funds starting June 21st.
So the government doing something good, right? Okay, you pause. Tomorrow, make sure you're listening for the first 15 minutes of the Crooked Show tomorrow, because you're going to be dedicated to Father's Day. So make sure 6 o'clock you listen before the coach's corner come on at 6:15. It's going to be a special tomorrow. So tune in. Wait for the show, guys. So, Leon, I'm going to ask you to go on to the bank.
Okay. Oh, just want to just ask you the opportunity to just say hello to Sherilyn Cameron. Sherilyn Cameron was a dear friend of mine in the early 70s, and she has claimed to be the father of a two or three members of parliament in the British Virgin Islands, in Tortola, and she said she is a friend, or she knows your dear wife very well, Iva, and but especially I just want to praise her, and she has put claim to be a father because she had these young men that were around her place, and today they have now representing the country in the BBI in Tortola. Yes, it was a wonderful show. Thanks for my participation. You allowed me my participation in the show. Just want to wish each and every one of you well. Good morning to you, Lynette. I wonder if Phil called you. Well, he hasn't called me either. So, nevertheless, I just wish you well. Happy Mother's Father's Day to you, Lynette, and all the others whom are on the show this morning.
Well, dear. I can
no, I have heard. Nobody has heard anything from Phil. What's going on with Phil?
Give me a chance to straighten that, Lena. Get your pen and paper, write it down. Turning a new leaf, and she finished with Phil, she finished with Iva, she finished with Leon, she finished with Cardinal. She's going to see her kids. She just said it. She's going to see her kids, and she's going to Canada, and all this kind of stuff. So, Phil, sorry, I have to break it this way. Lynette, done with you.
Well, you're going to jail. You're going to jail.
Say your goodbye.
If the devil was a man, they would call him Iva.
Wow. But we don't know the devil is a woman, so he can't be Iva. Bertrand, say your goodbye.
Well, lovely show.
Oh, my goodness.
Very interesting conversation. And you all have a good Saturday. Enjoy.
Amen. Okay. Thank you.
Well, okay. Cardinal, and then you tell us what is to apart from Father's Day. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, Iva. I didn't say good morning to the folks, so... Good morning to Lynette, Ian and Barbara, Donna, and even Irma St. Martin. Good morning to Cardinal, Leon, Dennis, Buddy, and most of all, Mr. David. I get to say good morning to him, so David. And may you say something. Anyway, good morning to everyone. Have a good day.
Okay. Colonel.
Yes. It was great to have fans here today. I'm enjoying my moment, and I get to say a bright hello to all the fans, friends, supporters, and hopefully we've done the kind of show keeps them entertained and informed. I enjoy doing that. So I'm going to be back next week doing the same thing. Until I see you then next week, have a safe week. So long.
So long. Okay. Just before Dennis come in to tell us a little bit about tomorrow's programming, I stayed in Tortola and someone told me they heard when Murchis laughed, Cardinal said he's filling some big shoes of a little man. And Murchis laughed, especially when he said, the little man.
I just laughed.
Dennis, come on in.
Cardinal, you were telling the truth.
There you go. No matter how nicely you tell the truth, Lynette, somebody ain't going to like it.
Donna, are you there?
Just have a big mouth. That's what I said.
Donna.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, just say goodbye because these folks are talking nonsense. Linda saying, I have to have a big mouth because they made a song for me. Say, you put your whole mouth over the hole. You got to have a big mouth. Donna, come with it.
So... I enjoyed the show this morning, even though I missed a little, about a half an hour of it. Good show as usual. I'm going to say blessed week to everyone and enjoy your holiday tomorrow for Juneteenth.
Yeah. Just a happy Father's Day to just me and Leon. Right.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers here and to all the fathers who will be celebrating tomorrow.
I have to do it.
All the fathers.
And I don't understand that part. Well, folks, I think they would have touched on everybody, right? I think so. Who's here? Dennis was, but he's blessed off. So, folks, tomorrow is the place to be at 6 in the p.m. It's going to be sports as usual, but cricket especially. So, Father's Day come tomorrow. You'll have a day with Father's Day briefly in this sport. Cricket show, Leon would be the host of that show. And the heavyweight comes in from 6 on 9. So, okay. Noise in the back. As usual, folks, it was indeed a pleasure bringing the show to you. I came back and I tried to do justice to the show. Cardinal was unmerciless on last week. And Lynette said, Murphy was right to last, and it is true about the little man. Well, he went from small to little, so whatever does that mean? See, Murphy is laughing again. Until next week, folks, I'm going to say,
you know,
be the best of your day. We want to thank Sister Kathleen for coming in.
Murphy is right to last.
Leon, of course, with his prayers and the prayer list, as usual. The Antigua K had the representation from Cardinal. We had the birthdays, anniversaries, events taking place on this day, compliments Mr. Audley Watson. And, of course, Cardinal commentary always brings a teaser. And we want to say thank you to all who participated. So until next week, folks, adios, and be